When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hashtag no music, no intro. Nope, not gonna do it. Ryan, not gonna do it. You gotta say it for the people.
Let's go, bitch.
Let's go! 38-3.
What? Man. We out here. I love it, bro. I fucking love it.
All right. So before we get into the game, man, I'm going to say this. This was needed.
Oh, man.
This was needed. This is like, I'm in California, right? But my heart is always in two places, in Texas and in Louisiana. And when I say that, the Gulf region, specifically Louisiana, needed this shit today.
Listen, man.
Tell me what you texted me this morning when you was in New Orleans, man. Come on.
No, I dipped through there yesterday just for a few minutes, just to, you know, drop my people off back home and took a little stroll around the city. I didn't go to La Place or nothing, but just, you know, the main metropolitan area. It's rough, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's just depressing. Like, you know, just look like the city just got sucker punched. And you can just tell it's just a lot of work. There's nobody enjoying itself and shit like that. It's just everybody head down, just trying to get their life back together. Like, you know what I'm saying? And so I just got the hell out of there. I was in the way. So I said, let me just go back home. But like you said, man, much needed, bro. Like, just for like 3 hours, I wouldn't even think about no Hurricane Ida. And yeah, I know people will say, well, all this thing's more important than football, but like you need these mental breaks, man. And if you know anything about Louisiana people, they are football people. They are sports people. And they love the motherfucking Saints. So for them to go out and the Saints to go out there, underdogs in Vegas, underdogs in the media, underdogs amongst Saints fans. Like, let's face it. Like, no,
let's be real. Did we think they were going to win?
No. My whole thing was I knew they was going to go out there and play well. Like, I knew they would play well, but you can play well against Aaron Rodgers and lose. You know what I'm saying? So I was just like, they're going to go out there. They're not going to look like chumps. But there was always a part of me that was like, man, just knowing Sean Payton, like, he thrives off these situations, man. We talked about it when, you know, Greg Rosenthal was on a podcast last week. He just thrives off this shit, man. He was going to have that team zoned in. And I had already seen enough from the defense in preseason.
Season, bro.
I just wasn't worried about it. I wasn't worried about it. But I started worrying once, you know, Lattimore, he got back on the injury list. And, you know, he was worried about his knee. And I was like, I don't know. like it was just too many hits coming. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And yet, fourth quarter, 10 minutes left in the game. Packers put in Jordan Love, bro.
How wild is that? If you would have told me that, I would have been saying, like, damn, Green Bay blew us out like that?
And Jordan Love. So let's talk about the game. I'm a little tipsy, but I think that's what the fans want. We talked about on the previous show. The matchups of the game was the Packers going against New Orleans secondary and the Saints defensive line going against an offensive line of the Packers that had injuries. And whatever group won that matchup was going to win the game. Yeah. We laid it out. And I need to give credit to where credit's due. I don't know if Cesar Ruiz listened to this podcast, but when Eric McCoy went out, I was like, oh, shit, here we go.
I saw 51 started practicing some snaps with Jameis. I'm like, oh, shit.
Okay. About to move. And he, like, you didn't hear 51's name called because he played that well at center.
Oh, man. You could tell he probably felt like, shit, it's my time to shine now. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what I do.
I'm at home. I'm at home. I'm in my natural position. The offensive, and we tweeted throughout the game, the Saints offensive line, and it's one game, right? So we don't know how the rest of the season is going to go. But for one game, they look like they are for sure a top three unit in the league. But today, they look like the best offensive line in the entire NFL. And that's without their starting center.
Right. That was without McCoy. I mean, there were times when
breaking news on the pod, Ryan. First time, breaking news. Schefter tweeted right now. Jeff Duncan's, this is a still fuck Jeff Duncan account. Don't get it twisted. But he was hinting at it earlier. Saints agreed to a 5-year, $97.6 million contract extension. Marshawn Lattimore put Devontae Adams, the best wide receiver in football, in Angola, shut him down.
Ooh-wee. Well deserved. You know what? It's well deserved, man. Well deserved.
He showed his ass. He did, man. Showed his ass. We talked about his inconsistencies. All training camp, what do we hear, man? He's looked outstanding. He looks focused. He looks consistent. That's what we heard all training camp. And we were just like, of course he does this now, right? Like, why? But the Saints rewarded him. He's probably, you know, whatever, top three, top paid cornerback in the league. And when you go out and do what he just did against Devontae Adams, that's why he got the coin.
Pay the man, bro. Pay the man.
Got to.
The only question has been with him is his consistency. And look, that's it. You know, look, he's a young player, man. Like, he, I don't even know how old he is, 23, maybe turning 24.
That's crazy,
you know,
bro.
So he's young, man. So you got a kid locked up into his prime. He's not reached his prime yet. He's going into his prime where his physical skills matches his knowledge of the game and his maturity. So once that happens, you got somebody special. So that, for them to lock him up, I love it, man. I love it. You know, I understand the apprehension of doing it, you know, and waiting until like the final minute.
But what do you say? It's cold out there, right?
I'm telling you. I mean, they saw the day how cold it could be. You know, I joked earlier, like, him with the whole knee thing, but as I found out they were under the negotiations, I was like, shit, did he just catch a knee right quick? Like, do y'all want to see how cold it is out there?
Ooh, my knee kind of achy today. He was full for like 3 days straight.
Mm-hmm. I was like, something kind of fishy about this here. And next thing you know, Adam Schefter tweeted out, you know, they're working on a contract. So that's good though, man. I'm glad to hear that. That's some nice breaking news right there. He probably already agreed to it before the game even started. Who knows, man?
We gotta get some love. Two places: the defensive line of the Saints. Mm-hmm. Dominated Green Bay's offensive line. And
that was crucial. That was crucial. Bro, my dumb ass was laying up like 2 o'clock this morning, like, man, like the defensive line really needs to make a stand tomorrow. Like, that's what I was thinking. Like, they cannot let Aaron Rodgers just sit back there, bro, because it's gonna be a long damn day.
Today was a perfect example where you saw, even when the defensive line maybe wasn't getting pressure immediately.
Yeah.
The Packers receivers could not get open.
They couldn't, bro. It was amazing. Dickie. It was like, wow. Like, you know, Troy Aikman kept talking about, like, he has nowhere to go. Like, those players, it's sticky coverage everywhere. CJ, GG, excuse me, Chauncey Jones going to Johnson.
Hey,
Tossing to Debo.
Don't vax me, bro.
Vax me, boy. Got a, almost had a pick six, so he burned that thing like 50 yards. Like, just shouts out to him, bro. Like my wife's dad called me like twice this week, man. Just worried about posting to Debo. Tell
him like he needed a therapy session with you, right?
Bro, just worried, bro. I was like, bro, like he's gonna give up some plays, man. But you know, he looks good. He's fine. He's gonna be okay, you know. And for him to just come out there, get an interception, you know, defended a few targets, he just looked, like if you had no idea who he was and turned the game on, you wouldn't think he was just a rookie. You'd think, like, oh, this is a solid number two cornerback. You know what I'm saying? You know,
what's crazy is that if you take everything, and because you can't take everything from the preseason, but there are certain things that you can take from the preseason that we saw, that we just saw with our eyes, right? Like that Ravens game, like, you know, they were going at Paulson and Debo all game. And he just looked like he belonged, bro. Like, I was like, damn, he's good.
He's good. He plays in phase. He understands what to do at the top of the routes and stuff like that. So, you know, I mean, you couldn't ask for more. Like, you just, for a third round where you're starting the game against a Hall of Fame quarterback.
And then in the second half, he has to switch and gets to put on Davante Adams. Because, and first of all, can I say that the interference that was called on him was absolutely not interference.
It was ticky-tacky as fuck, man.
It was.
Like, veteran corners do that all the time. It was one of those things where he's a rookie, they was going to pick on him. Like, it's just – and the fact that he swung around, like, usually when the wide receiver gets swung, they kind of make it look like he's being turned around. But the wide receiver was turning around on his own, and he just happened to have his arm – around him. But it's one of those things you're just like, ah, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. But it just, for his, you know, for his mental confidence to just bounce back, man, like, completely opposite from Patrick Robinson's rookie season. And I'm yes. not trying to dump on P-Rob, you know, shout out to P-Rob. But it was the complete opposite from P-Rob, because when P-Rob took some licks, it was over. Like, that's it. Like, he was down in the dumps. But you could tell Adebo has that trait, obviously. With the whole Vex thing, he just says the straight way. He just don't give a shit, bro. He's just like,
all right,
let's keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? Let's go to the next play.
One of the plays of the game is an exact extrapolation from the preseason, where on defense, so on the Packers are on offense, they go with this play action, boot action. And immediately, the play is supposed to go to Robert Tonyan. Like I know football, bro. It's supposed to go to Robert Tonyan. And who completely eliminates that pass for Aaron Rodgers? Hashtag bonfire. He just takes it away. So Aaron Rodgers has to hold that ball a little longer. Boom! Two first. 11-yard sack.
Yeah.
So let's go back to the Ravens game, right? Mm-hmm. Ravens preseason game. What did we see?
Same
boot action.
Boot action.
Zach Bond
identified it. Boom.
Boom. Like, just, I'll say this, and I'm trying not to be hyperbolous when I say it, but I believe talent wise. And they're missing David Onyemata. But they did this, and Bradley Roby is coming next week. Okay. This talent-wise is probably the best Saints defense we've seen. Like, talent-wise.
I believe so, man. Once you get, especially when you get Onyemata back, and you know, you get Bradley Roby, you know, involved and understanding the playbook and everything.
Can we talk? I'll let you finish. I'm going to go on my Peyton Turner rant in a little bit, but come on.
Oh, okay. No, I was saying, man, I talked about it when Greg was on. It was like, when you're on defense and you play with confidence, it just makes a world of difference, man. And it was so crystal clear to me in the preseason.
Yes.
After two games. It just like, yes. You could just see it, man. Like,
yeah, man.
There's no thinking going on. It's just like, boom. You know, just dudes knew their jobs and they played it well. and they're talented. You know what I'm saying? So it's talent on top of knowing your job. Whereas the last couple of years, you know, there's been kind of hiccups and, you know, just kind of, you know, guys just kind of losing focus and not understanding the plays. For whatever reason that wasn't was happening the last couple of years, it's not happening this year. Like, the dudes is focused, man. So I never really had a doubt coming into the day that the defense would be bad, man. I just knew that they would play at least. I didn't think they would hold Aaron Rodgers and the Packers for 3 points, though. God,
3 points, Ryan? Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers, he had like a 30-something passer rating, I think. I'm like, what the fuck?
It's funny. I told my girl when Aaron Rodgers met with like Sean Payton at midfield, I was like, Aaron Rodgers said, like, hey, be a quarterback next season.
Come give me.
The fact that, and speaking to your point, the fact that this defense, these players have largely been in the same system for, I mean, how long has DA been coaching, like, the DC?
Like 7 years or something?
That's been that long?
Yeah, like since 2015, I think.
Like, it's been, like, and so it's just become this, like, they already know what to do assignment-wise. And so, like, one of the most beautiful things you'll see on defense is when, before the offensive snap is snapped,
yeah,
and you can see either CeeDee, DeMario, like, motioning, like, signaling what they're going to do, what the offense is trying to do, and telling their teammates, hey, I need you to cover this. This is what they're doing. It's a, right. and then you see it, and it's a thing of beauty, man. It's like
thing of beauty, man.
It's amazing to see. Amazing. And so, all right. So that was all positive. I got to bring it a little negative, a little bit, bro. Got first round pick, Peyton Turner, inactive. Second round pick.
It's on your radar, huh?
Second round pick, Pete Warner, drafted 60 overall, didn't play.
They're gonna get your snaps, bro. I know. It's like, oh, come on, man.
I get it. But, like, here's the thing, right? This is the most typical Saints draft pick thing ever, right? So what happens this game? Two first, has a great game, you know, has a great tackle for loss, great sack, blah, blah, blah. Boom. Goes to the locker room. Because you know what? That's just what two first is, bro. Like,
what he does, man.
That's just what he does. So you would think, it's like, all right, well, if two first, well, like, at least we get our first round pick. Nope. I get it. He practiced all week. He had missed so much time in training camp. Blah, 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 blah. I don't care.
Let the boy play, man.
I don't get it. I'm not saying this draft class, like, again, no one's played. I'm not saying this draft class is a bust, but, like, can they be active? Like, and I'll put this out there, and it's good for depth. I don't know how Pete Warner gets on the field, bro.
Yeah, I mean, you had who you had out there today? You had Peyton Ellis. You had Bond.
Yeah, Quan and Chuck Quan, bro. When he makes that.
Can that be a story? Like, Quan just threw to his ace. Achilles, bro.
Achilles!
That don't make no sense, man.
And he makes a play where it probably should have been a first down for the Packers, and he just screams and he makes it a third down stop in this fourth down. Oh, I told my girl, I was like, God damn.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers didn't convert a third down again.
How? Say it again, Ryan. Say it again.
Aaron Rodgers did not convert a third down today. Like, that's crazy. And you saw it because they were not allowing no leaky yardage, man. Like,
it was. Tackle.
I mean, if they threw a short pass, boom, everybody. All you saw was white jerseys, boom. And they weren't leaking. Like, they were grabbing you and pulling you back. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was amazing to see, man. And, like, the tackling, shout out to whoever doing the tackling drills, man. I just, like, man, that warms my heart. If you want to know, like, the tequila in my heart, man. It's just good tackling, bro. It just does so much to me, man.
Bro, do you know how annoyed I used to be watching the Seahawks defense?
Oh, bro. Bro.
Just like. Yeah, sure I do. These niggas tackling, huh? Like, this is how you do it, right?
Just tackling. Like, why can't we do this? Why? Like, you know?
But we see it. Like, now we see it, and it's the most blissful. Bliss. Just bliss.
Oh, and shout out to, not going to say his last name, but Tano.
Oh.
You know, I don't think he had any sacks or anything, but he affected the game a lot, man.
Like, oh, he did, bro. He did.
I was watching, like, who is this guy, man? He just was just in there. It's like,
it's so funny because, like, I remember watching him when he was at Villanova, and I was like, man, like, he's like, good. Mm-hmm. And I remember we talked about him, like, in text message, like, briefly, whatever, draft, you know, normal draft shit. And mm-hmm. I was like, he's good. And then he just drafted by Kansas City, whatever. Sneaky under the rating signing, I'm going to say.
Yeah.
And especially when your first round, and this, it was just on my radar, bro. Like, it's like, man, we drafted Peyton Turner, wherever they were, 27, 28, whatever they drafted him at. And it's like, I just watched Joe Tryon on Thursday, like, rushing for the Tampa Bay Bucks and impacting the game. And I'm like, this nigga can't be active. Like he practiced all week.
Right.
So, shout out to him because that was needed. Also, shout out to Cam Jordan. We know his name got dragged through the mud a lot last season. Had a down year. He put it to Billy Turner today, bro. Mm-hmm. Billy Turner couldn't block him. Could not block him.
Man. Like, Aaron Rodgers was looking at ghosts, bro. Like when he would go back, he was looking at ghosts. He was rushing his throws, started seeing ghosts. That clock was ticking in his head. That was everybody. That was the whole D line. You know, they did good against the run. I mean, it wasn't getting much of nothing in the run.
Nothing. Think about how crazy that is that they shut down the run game with no David Onyemata and I don't want to say they're just like guys at defensive tackle, but like there's like really no name.
No, it's thin.
But like the Saints felt confident in them and the defensive tackle showed out, bro.
Now we got to talk about it. Jameis Winston, bro.
Five
touchdowns, man. Five touchdowns. Only threw for like 148 yards.
I believe like they showed a stat like the lowest amount of yards in five touchdowns thrown in like 19 since like 1948 or
that's ever because they wouldn't even record the stats before that. So it's like maybe some Giacomo did it before that, but it doesn't matter. Like that's the first time ever. It's like. So he didn't even need to throw for that many yards. But, you know, obviously if you looked at the stats, you'd be like, oh, man, I guess he had an underwhelming game. But if you just watched him, he just played – he played exactly the kind of ball Sean Payton wanted to see.
Boom.
He was efficient.
Boom.
He took what was there. He threw it away when he didn't. When nothing was there, he used his legs, which was a nice added component to his game that nobody really talked about.
A very surprising element that I did not expect to see.
Right, and you know nobody talks about it. He's not like a burner or anything, but he can run. Like you know, he can move. He's efficient enough a runner to get you, you know, to convert a third and three. You know what I'm saying? If it's there, or you know, when the pockets, when everybody's in coverage, and the hole opens in the offensive line, he can get those yards. You know what I'm saying? And we haven't had that because Drew, I love Drew, bro, but he was slow. Drew was slow as a motherfucker. So you know, to have Jameis. He'd be able to add that to his repertoire. And, you know, he played, he was accurate. I counted maybe two passes that were inaccurate. He showed the deep ball late in the game. You know, that was just Sean Payton. That's, you know, Sean Payton, bro. You got to pull it out. I can already know he told him, like, man, look, let's get one in. Let's get a shot in. You know what I'm saying? And it was beautiful because that thing went up in the air.
Beautiful, right?
Like fucking Deontay Harris didn't have to stop or nothing, bro. He just ran under it and boom, right to the puck. But I tell you, I stood the fuck up.
Need it, riot. It was needed. I'll
we ain't seen that since like 2011, bro.
That's how long it's been, bro. You know what's funny is the Jameis that I the play of the game, right? This is gonna sound weird. But the play of the game was when they go max. It's a pass attempt. I want to say like maybe in the second quarter. They go mass protect, right? Typical shot play, Sean Payton thing that he's been running for years. Go mass protect, probably just a two man route, and he gets at least 4 or 5 seconds in the pocket, bro. 4 or 5 seconds.
Just having a barbecue back then, just chilling.
And to me, when I saw the growth of him as a player, is he didn't force it.
I mean, I'll be honest, bro. I think even Drew Brees would have forced it right there. Like Drew, at least like pre-2017 Drew would have been like, fuck it. Jimmy gonna get it. You know what I'm saying? He would have put that thing up there. But Jameis said, you know what? There's nothing there. Throw it away. He would have never done that, bro. Like, y'all gotta understand. Jameis has played one way all his career at Florida State and with Tampa Bay. He's played one way. So for him to make those changes, man, that is maturity, man. Like that is so much maturity. And props to him for that, man. Like, a lot of people don't do that, man. And he's taking the coaching. He made a decision that I'm going to come to the Saints. And he called it back, you know, elite quarterback college or something like, you know, he called it a PhD in quarterback. And he really took it in, man. Like, he really just threw his ego out and just said, I'm just going to take it in. I'm not going to make any money or nothing. I'm just going to take it in and become better. So you got to give him props for that, bro.
He married what the vision Sean wanted today. So Sean said, we're going to pick a location that's hot and humid as hell, right? We do training camp in these conditions.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. And that's a whole conversation about, like, preseason, because, like, I don't know how many players they play in the preseason, whatever. But Sean Payton said, we are ready for this heat, right?
Right.
Let's test Green Bay. So he called it wasn't, like, to the degree of, like, the Bills game a couple of years ago, but it was, like, this ball control. Yeah. We gonna run until they fucking stop it. And the offensive line, and I tweeted it, kept just leaning on that Packers D line. Just
you can see it. If you pause it, it in slow motion, it's just like white jerseys just pushing.
That's it. You saw it.
That for defense is hell. Like, that's living in hell right there. Because there's nothing you can do. It's like you're just getting beat up. You know what I'm saying?
You are getting beat up physically, and this is why I hate the whole play action, like run, like how run games are like devalued in like statistics now, because it's bullshit, man. Like, there's nothing statistically in analytics that accounts for like morale. Like, when you are getting ran on 6 yards, 5 yards, like, and it's going down your throat and down your butt.
Oh, man, shout out to Troy Aikman. He told that scene where he just circled the guys. He said, look at these guys. And, like, you know, the Green Bay, they were just standing there all with their hands
Hands on the hips.
Just wheezing, bro. They wheezing. Yeah. So look at these guys. Like, you can't, man, that doesn't show up in that.
It doesn't. I don't know if you ever watched Along Came Polly, R.I.P. Philip Seymour Hoffman, but when he's, like, playing basketball, he goes, time out. My lungs are burning. Like, that's what it was like. Like, they were just, like, and so Sean Payton, that was the game plan. And it's crazy that really besides, like, the shot play to Deontay Harris, like, I tweeted it, bro. Like, our wide receivers didn't really catch anything, bro. Like, Juwan Johnson was the player of the game.
Yeah, man. Like Callaway, he caught a few. But it really wasn't a wide receiver game. Like,
it wasn't.
Take it for what you want, whether that's wide receivers are trash or because a couple of times when Jameis had to scramble and, you know, get the yards, nobody was just getting open. Like, it was just it was just blanket coverage, you know. And like I said, you can take it how you want. That's the wide receivers. I believe in that way. I just think we have wide receivers that really can't beat their guy. They can get open, you know, through scheme and, you know, some other things. But, and, you know, that'll be something that we'll see down the line. But, you know, for this game here, it was like a perfect Sean Payton game. I mean, the dude, the motherfucker went for it on 4th and 7, bro. On purpose, too.
4th and 7, bro.
Because it was 3rd and 19 or something, something crazy. And he ran Kamara. Kamara got some yards. So he planned on going for 4th and 7 because he was out. Sean Payton already saw the defense. He was like, these motherfuckers gas, and we can do what we want. We can do what we want. I got to play for that. You know what I'm saying? So when he did that, I'm like, oh, man, Sean in this fucking bag. He about
to bag, bro. Yeah, you can tell, bro. You can. And one of the plays that they ran it twice, and they didn't go back to it again. Maybe they ran it 3 times, but it's a play I point out to my girl. Is Jameis was in the shotgun, Alvin was on his left side, Tony Jones Jr. was on his right side. Snap of the ball, Alvin goes screaming like on a swing pass, screaming, and of course it's Alvin, right? So the Packers defense, at least in man coverage, like they can't ignore that. And off that play, they got at least with Tony Jones Jr. his runs. Like 6-7 yards each time. Each time. And when I saw that, I was like, oh, Sean's cooking.
Sean cooking.
He's cooking.
Tony Jones is getting them yards. But I don't know what the stat line is, but he was, you know, he was taking what he could get. And, you know, that was exactly like when the run game cooking like that for Sean, he about to tear your ass up.
Night night, bitch. Can we talk about the fucking range that Marcus Williams covered on that interception, Ryan?
Bruh. Like, I just really don't think people understand how hard that is, man.
Come on, man.
He was in man coverage. They were doubling Adams, right?
Yep.
He was doubling Adams, and he peeled off and smoked down the I mean, he was gone.
Bro!
He played it like he was running the go route. You know what I'm saying? He played it like he was running the go route and tracked that ball down, man. And Aaron Rodgers just like, Aaron Rodgers thinking he just threw it down there and, okay, nobody gonna get to this. But that motherfucker tracked that ball down, bro, and returned it like 40, 50 yards to put us in good field position.
Mm.
That's right. You can't, like, that's the type of shit that, you know, that people complain about Marcus Williams. Like, oh, yeah, missed tackle, Minnesota.
It reminded me, he's like, he has a penchant for making interception where he starts on the left side of the field and just screams over to the right half.
Exactly.
The Texans game, Monday Night Football, season opener. Yeah. The Vikings game in the playoffs. Minnesota Miracle game. He just... I just saw it. Every angle they show it, I kept telling my girl, like, babe, fucking look at this. Like,
yeah,
that was
ridiculous.
So they blow out the Packers 38-3. Next week, divisional game, got the Panthers who beat the Jets today. So my question to you, Ryan, that boy Wolf, what do you think about the Saints now in terms of what they can be team-wise going forward into the season?
You know, I guess I fall back to our early prediction. It's like, it could be a 10-win team, bro. Like, you know, I think they could win 10 games. I think so. You know, they're kind of on thin ice with injuries, especially in the secondary. Wide receiver, I've talked about it ad nauseum.
Quick shout out to Desmond Trufant. Like,
he came in, he looked fine. Like, he wasn't getting targeted a bunch, But I watched him. Like, I looked close. He's winning 31. Like, he looked fine out there, you know?
Fine, bro. Completely fine.
And he's played, look, he's played well in the past. And, you know, he's been on, he's played with a bad defense with the Falcons. He was with the Lions last year. Who was he last year?
No, Bears.
The Bears. He was the Bears last year. You know, you could do worse. You know, just put it like that. You could do worse than Trufant. You know what I'm saying? But he looked fine. But I like it, bro. I think the Saints have a good chance to what? I don't know. I think you're going to start seeing growth from Jameis. I keep coming back to these wide receivers, bro. It's like, fuck, man. Like, can't they get somebody in there, man? I mean, we're throwing Ty Montgomery. This shit depressing, man. And shout out to, you know, shout out to Juwan Johnson, bro. He looks like he's going to be something.
Yes.
At tight end. He's going to be something.
Also, it's on my radar a little bit. All these fucking fantasy football heads all off season.
I don't draft man breakout season.
Listen, right now, Adam Troutman is a great blocking tight end.
He is.
Top three blocking tight end in the league already as a second-year player. Receiving tight end?
He's looking a lot like Josh Hill to me. And that's no disrespect. It's no disrespect. Like, Josh Hill was a good Saints player that played for a long time that Sean Payton loved.
Josh Hill was like, also an undrafted free agent.
Exactly. And for him to drop that ball, like that play earlier when, you know, Jameis took off and he threw it, you know, in stride to Troutman. And it almost was a pick, man. Like, if the defender was ready for it, they could have been picked off. Like, bro, you got to get that, man. It's like, come on, nah. You know, but just be patient, you know. Like, look, we gave up on Dan Arnold early, and look, Dan Arnold getting paid, bitch. Dan Arnold getting paid, motherfucker. So let's just try to be patient with him, man. Tight end was a hard position. Look, Kyle Pitts. I mean, I don't know, what was his stat line today? You know what I'm saying? He was supposed to be the greatest tight end ever, just like everybody, you know, it just takes time. So we'll see. But that's another note. The Falcons, it's just a good day for Louisiana, bro. Falcons lost, Saints won, you know, can't beat that, bro.
You can, man. It's a fucking, like, just beautiful. It feels good. And I keep thinking back to, you know, you said, you know, our earlier predictions on the pod, predicting to win 10 games. Because the way I see this, right, this Saints team will go as far as their defense carries them.
Yeah, this is a defensive team.
It's a defensive team, bro.
I don't know who said it. I heard it on TV or somewhere, but they said the Saints are a defensive team wrapped up in offense.
Yep. Oh, that's beautiful.
Like that. I was like, oh, that's perfectly said. That's what it is.
And what's going to happen, or in theory it should happen, Bradley Roby, you know, is coming. Peyton Turner is going to play at some point.
Yeah.
And it just allows Dennis Allen to be multiple, bro. Yeah. Like, just throwing looks at. Like, let's keep it real, bro. Like, Aaron Rodgers is a three-time MVP, and today he looked spooked. Like, he didn't know. He was like, shit, like, where is this shit coming from? Like,
he didn't have answers, bro.
He didn't. And to do that to a player of his caliber shows me the talent that this defense has. Hey, I was going to call him. I was going to call him by his name on the podcast, but he got hurt, so he's still got me two first, bro.
Still
got me two first, bro. I can't give him the name back. Can't do it. I was like, this nigga can't go a full game.
Hey, kicker hit what, a 44-yarder?
Yo, shout out to Rojas.
Rojas hitting them kicks. Our punter hitting them kicks. You heard?
Special teams.
Punter got him like, man, Morstead, who? Missing that shit, bro. Like that, all that is like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm telling you, Sean Payton enjoying this shit because he has a good team right now. Like,
he does.
Wants to show that he has a good team.
He know he does. And like, bro, like they kept cutting to come to him on the sideline. I just saw that smile, like that little.
Oh yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You Sean,
an arrogant motherfucker, bro. Like Sean, he gonna let you know when he feeling it, man. And he was feeling it today. Hey, you gonna be like that every week. It's wide receivers, bro. Like that shit is on my mind, man. Like,
come on, man.
But the good thing, the good news is, look, they got to get through the next month and a half, close to 2 months. You know, try to go 3-3, 4-2. 4-2 would be amazing.
Amazing.
And you already started off good. You started off beating the Green Bay. That was one of the toughest guys on the schedule. You know, you get the Panthers next week. You know, who knows? You know, but they always play us tough. So it's going to be a game. We'll be in their house. So, you know, we'll break that down later this week. But, you know, you got a chance, you know. And if Jameis continues to play like he plays and open up just a little more week to week, just be in control. He got a little lucky today with that roughing the passer call. You know, it wasn't roughing the passer.
It was not roughing the passer.
It's not roughing the passer, but like I'll take it any day of the week. You know, we've got screwed. We've all been screwed by that shit before. So it is what it is. It's not like it changed the game or whatever.
Yes. Oh, but I bet we hear it all week though.
Oh, it's gonna be all on TV. It's gonna be all on TV. It wasn't roughing the passer. I was like, damn, that wasn't even close. Jameis did kind of sell it because he just like, oh.
Hey, Tommy Lee Lewis, take some notes.
Take some notes, Tommy Lee. That's what you do. You know? Even you know, I do think there's some PI there, but you know, I ain't gonna nitpick. They're giving us a little hope, bro.
I'll say this. And this is how I kind of see football in general now, is I enjoy the games in the moment.
Yeah.
Like, right. And it, like meaning like today, bruh, loved it, felt all of it. Like it felt good to feel that feeling again. But I also know, like I can't dive in. Because this was just a one-week thing.
Right.
Next week, we'll see how it is. Also, I didn't say this. I feel like I should. For Taysom to kind of just go back and just accept the role that he was in before, like...
Yeah.
Like, that's big, man. Like...
That is big, man. People have no idea. Like, that's humbling, you know?
Come on, man. Like, he got beat out, straight out by Jameis. And when Sean says, hey, we need you to go, you know, do some plays for us, you know, be fullback, tight end. And he just accepted that role, bro. Like,
accepted, man. Back to running, you know, short yardage, throwing his body against, you know, defensive linemen to get the extra yards. Like, just back to doing what he got to do, you know. Blocking, like, he made some key blocks in this game. Like,
he blocks.
Like, you know, so I, man, you... Like that's dope to me, man. Like,
it is, that, man. It just shows you that. I think it shows you how close of a team that Sean, like the culture that he's just cultivated.
Go watch some of the shots, man. Like just all the players, just you know, congratulating Jameis, and you know they're legit happy for him, bro. Like I even saw Green Bay Packers coming over. You know, just happy to see Jameis. You know, playing well, and you know, just a very positive vibe, and it's just good to see the Saints players. Is you know, it's they're close. You know, they talked about a lot about how the team grown close the past couple of weeks, basically being evacuees. So, you know, I've seen this story before, bro. Like these things here can turn kind of magical. So I'm not gonna sit and say, oh, the Saints gone to the Super Bowl. That's not where I'm at with this team no more. I'm not even. Thinking about Super Bowls and all that shit. Not thinking about that no more. I'm just, like you said, be in the moment, man. Enjoy the game. Next week, enjoy the game. You know, take it for what it is.
That's it.
And, you know, I, and enjoy how enjoy the adversity that the team goes through it to get to that point. Like, y'all beat the Packers 38-3 today.
On a neutral field where
there
were more Packers fans than Saints fans.
And by the fourth quarter, all you heard was who that's in the stand. Like, how lovely is that?
I love it, bro. I love it. To your point, though, I'm going to tie a bow and everything. You can't – it's not sustainable to me to win games when your wide receivers are Chris Hogan.
Yeah.
Lil Jordan Hunt. Like, I don't know. I don't know. And I know Sean – in Sean's world, he could be like, well, fuck, we could do this all game, like every game, right? Right. Like our offensive lines, like, but some games ain't gonna go like that. Some games you're gonna have to throw that bitch and throw it, right? And
some games, the team is gonna have your defensive number, you know, and you're gonna be 20, it's gonna be 21 zip in the second quarter. And you're like, okay, like, what I gotta do now? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like you said, it's not sustainable, bro. Like, I need to see more from this skill catching, you know, the skill players. Look, I mean, they got Alvin Kamara was, you know, showed himself today, but it wasn't like, you know, the Alvin Kamara game, you know, so there's
it's funny, like, it wasn't the Alvin Kamara game, but, like, just, like, the little things that he does, bro.
The little things, bro.
Like that.
Like, Jameis threw that pass, like, all high.
Oh, my God. He converted it, and I just told my girl, I was like, he's a fucking alien. He's an alien, bro.
For him to keep that balance and reach out for the first down mark, like, that's
alien. And then on the touch pass, bro, like, there's penetration, and he just casually bounces it out to the right, follows his blocker, scores a touchdown.
Boom.
I tweeted this a couple of years ago. I stand by it. He is I don't care that he's not a quarterback. In terms of talent wise, he is one of the top five players in the NFL when he's healthy. I don't you cannot. I've seen so much football in my life. I've seen so many players since I've started watching the game of football. You cannot convince me that he's not. I'm not saying running back. I'm saying top five when he's on and healthy. He's a top five player in the NFL.
He is, man.
And he's special. We saw some of it today. And I feel like he always gets motivated playing against Christian McCaffrey. Like, I don't know why, but like, there's something there, bro. Like, he gets a little extra up. So next week's going to be fun to see. We'll talk about that game or obviously this week upcoming at some point, but before that game,
do we know if Trick Lawrence coming back? I know he's on IR, but
I tweeted this and I said, if Traquan was healthy because of how inconsistent the injuries that he has, like it would not shock me if he was cut.
Yeah.
He's just not dependable.
Can't depend on the guy, man. It's unbelievable.
Can't depend on him. Like, and I don't know if after the game, like, they'll look at free agent wide receivers. Like, they probably won't because, you know, Sean, whatever. But like, I don't get how there's a player like John Brown, who's a free agent, that's not signed to the team, bro. Like, as great as this game was, and I am – on cloud nine, I'm not trying to take anything away from the Saints, but if you want to be the team, right? Like an elite team, like you gotta get players. And right now the position that needs help is wide receivers. And there's John Brown, there's Kenny Stills, there's Golden Tate. There's players, bro. There's players that can be gotten in. Sean's just, he's good, bro. He's good.
Right. I told somebody on Twitter, like, how about we be better than fine? You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, they'll be fine. They'll be fine. Like, what's the goal here? You know what I'm saying? Like, let's be better than fine. Let's just be a little better than fine. We can't be, we won't have the greatest wide receiver core in the NFL. We know that. But can we at least, like, exhaust all our options to be, like, just the best possible. Like right now, they're not trying to be the best wide receiver for they can. You know what I'm saying? Exhaust all options, man. Trade a fucking third, fourth, fifth round pick, sixth round pick, whatever. You know, all these wide receivers out here, man. Like,
bring Brandon back.
Brandon made a hell of a catch to take.
You're fucking dead, bro.
Yeah, hell of a catch. Also, can we
just real quick, if you were Jacks fan,
man,
bro, you get curb stomped by the Texans,
bro. Whew. Any other games in the NFL? Just caught your eye. I couldn't watch as much as I wanted to. I signed up for Red Zone, but the shit wasn't working for some reason. Man.
Caught my eye. Let's see. I didn't watch a lot of it, but it was kind of good to see, like the Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase.
Oh yeah.
Seeing Jamar kind of just shake off.
Yeah.
Training camp.
Get a W versus the Vikings.
Because the Vikings. You know, every time T. Higgins catches the touchdown, I cry a little bit at night.
Gotta cry.
What else? The Eagles, like,
oh man,
just dismantled the Falcons. What else? Yep. There was a few that kind of like just that, but nothing.
Jalen Hurts looked pretty good, man.
He did, bro. I gave you props on Twitter, and I said, man, you are a bigger Jalen Hurts fan than I was as him as a prospect, because I just didn't see it, but he looked good.
Yeah, like just, you know, good. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying he's going to be MVP or anything like that.
But sometimes, like, that's all you need at a quarterback, just being good.
Just good. And I like that they're just giving them, you know, young talent. You got Rigo over there. You got Devontae Smith,
I was kind of worried about like the whole like he's gonna be too small thing, but he gets a touchdown on a rub route.
He caught a ton of balls too. He's who he is. You know what I'm saying? Like okay,
yes,
he's who he was.
It was just good. It was good to have football back, man. Like
oh yeah, man. I can't lie.
The red zone, and it was good to have it back. I will say one of the more surprising things of week one is just Steelers went up to Buffalo and just shut down the Bills, bro. Oh, just shut them down.
Whoop that ass, huh?
Shut them down. And you know, people were like, oh, you know, the Bills gonna be, you know, gonna step up to the Chiefs and challenge them. And I'm like, oh.
MVP.
I got Josh Allen in our league, but I'm just saying, like, if you saying that they gonna be on the level of the Chiefs, like, I need to see it.
I love week one, man. Like, Patrick Playball tweeted earlier today. I forgot what he said, but it was something like, it just confirmed, week one confirms we don't know shit. You know what I'm saying? Nothing. Like, we just don't know nothing.
Nothing, bro.
You know, all these talking heads who literally get paid to do this for a living all day, but just like, you know, Green Bay, Saints don't have a chance. You know what I'm saying? Look what happens. We all thought the Bengals were just – I would think they're picking number one overall again. And look, who knows, maybe they will.
Doodle water, bro.
But look, they went up and played a good game. Chase wasn't catching – Chase can't even catch no more. You know what I'm saying? And he catching big touchdowns today. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't know nothing. We don't know nothing, man.
and that's the beauty of the NFL, because it's just like – It just always surprises us.
Only thing that's gonna remain true is fucking Patrick Mahomes is a damn goddamn just a genius, man.
I can't even let it bother me anymore, bro. Like even when I saw the score of the game, right? I was like,
yeah. Like, how amazing is that to have that type of player? Like, you be done, baby. You be down 20, 24, 27. He's just like, ah, they got a chance.
Because here's the thing, bro. When he turns it on.
Oh.
Shout out to my guy. I don't know if he listens to the pod. He probably doesn't. Our guy, Steve S. Morton, still giving me credit for my Patrick Mahomes love before when he was a prospect. It's anyway. I can't talk about her, bro. Can't talk about her. I will say this, though, right? When in the pod with this, even though the Saints didn't draft Michael Jordan in 17, right? The fact that they took a cornerback and they just paid him an extension, as long as we have been craving cornerbacks, that says a lot, bro. Like, you look, go back to that 17 class, bro. Like, even if you take 15 out of it, Marshawn, right, shut down Davante Adams today. Marcus Williams makes one of the most insane interceptions from a safety showing his range that you'll see today, right? Oh. Alvin Kamara, top five NFL player in the league. Put my name on that. Trigger Trey was making plays, you know, getting pressure on Kirk Cousins today. Now that he's a Bengal, like, it just, Ryan Ramczyk paid best right tackle in football. That draft class, and I know they didn't get 15 or number five. I know it breaks my heart every day, but that draft class has set the table for this team that we have now. And I'll say this, right? As great as Jameis was today, he played within himself. The fact that the foundation is so strong.
Yeah.
The fact that the foundation is strong. And I'm not trying to throw Jameis out the window already, but this is what I'll say. I'm going to say it. If you don't think that Aaron Rodgers was looking at that sideline today.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, they got an offensive line like this. They got a defense.
Coaching well, you know.
Oh, they got Sean Payton. I know the Seahawks won today, but I'll say this: that 2017 class, or sorry, 2017 class, set the foundation. That maybe Jameis has a good season, but if you telling me that this upcoming offseason, if Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson say, I want to go to New Orleans.
Well, because here's the thing. You would have to pay Jameis. See, Jameis has a really good season.
Yes.
He already got five touchdowns. So he has 36 touchdowns at the end of the season.
15. Like, let's say 36, yeah. 15.
Yeah, 36, 15. You got to pay him 35 plus a million a year. You just got to.
Come on.
It's like, who do you want to pay? You want to pay that to Jameis, and you want to pay that to Russell or Aaron Rodgers? You
know? Come on. I'm not trying to get Jameis out the door, Ryan, but I'm just saying the foundation is strong.
We'll revisit that, man. There's a lot of time for that.
I'm just saying. But I will, like, enjoy this win. It was just seeing the just demolishing of the Packers.
Oh.
Oh.
They were so dejected. I was like, yes, keep replaying that shit. I love it.
He give him that long dick. Like,
I love it, bro.
I loved it. We will be back this upcoming week previewing the game against the Panthers, huge divisional game. And I'm gonna say on the pod right now, okay? To all our Patreons who support us, we're gonna try something a little different next week. We're trying a little different. So
be on
the lookout. But I'm just saying, if you're not a Patreon yet, you might want to become a Patreon. Tom will say.
Join up, you know, give $1, $2, $4, $5, $10, whatever.
It doesn't even matter the amount. I'm just saying, if you're not a Patreon yet, before week two, before the game week two, you might want to become one. So I'm going to say, that said, we have plenty of time to discuss the game against the Panthers. Plenty of time to discuss it, talk about it. But before we get into that, we're going to relish this win, demolishing the Packers. They didn't score a fucking touchdown against the fucking Saints, right? Like, that is fucking wild.
And shout out to the, you know, second second unit defense because I was like, oh no, Jordan Love about to go down there. It's going to go.
Bro, I said the same thing to my girl. Like they tried to run. I was like, they can't move. Like our second unit is owning their offense.
You heard me? So love it.
Oh, we're gonna enjoy this. If you're listening to this podcast, I know you're enjoying this moment, relishing it, be buzzed, be drunk, be tipsy, enjoy it. You deserve it. Louisiana deserves it. We all deserve it. Fucking turn up. With that, we're out.
Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.